from the stage. Cause I like the scale of it all, you know? And so it worked. It's a really good, it's a good balance. So on your team, I do think extroverts, introverts, different styles, how people are naturally, how they naturally experience the world is how you have to decide your sales medium.
That makes sense. You have that idea to do this in 2019. Mm-hmm. Because people are asking you, how'd you get paid to speak?
How'd you get paid to speak?
How many people were at the first event?
10 people. Really? In a conference room. We didn't even have an upsell. I didn't even know what an upsell was. Like,
how much
was
the event?
Like, okay, now, this is another thing. The event price was $300. We just go, because we could just, come on. I could just tell you.
100%. Okay.
It's over now. You know what I mean? Like, but like, okay, the event price was $300. When I saw the ticket sales were slow, we were like, all right, we're going to DM people on Facebook and say, hey, looks like you're interested in the event. You qualify for a 50% off scholarship. So then people were like, oh, I could do the scholarship. And we had them up. We were like, you qualify, but you need to apply. Fill out this Google form. I ain't have no funnels, right? It was like a Google form. All I knew was Google form and Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. So all y'all getting caught up on funnels, just forget about it. Google form and Eventbrite, they're still around. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did. And then when we saw ticket sales were still low, we'd be like, sis, you want to come for free?
You want to pull up? You qualify for 100% scholarship.
You want to just hit, you want to just show up to this thing, and, you know, it, whatever you got, love offering, you know? Right. And so it was 10 people. And the thing about it was, David, I remember being lit at them 10 people. Mm-hmm. Like, I made my first sale online and it was like $30. I was like, Chris, I would call him at work all the time. Chris, I just made a sale, $30. He's like, here she go again. She got to get her mind right. My money mindset was off, I guess. But it was because I interpreted every sale as opportunity.
Yeah.
I didn't look at like, oh, I didn't make a million yet. I wasn't on Instagram like, oh, she did a 9-figure launch, $30. I'm a loser. I was just like, $30, this is great. Someone wants to hear me talk about what I love. And they showed up and it was great. And I just told them, go home. And then they were like, what else? What we need more. And I was like, I guess I'll do another event. And we didn't have an event budget. We snuck into WeWork because he worked there during the day. So on the weekends, I was like, yo, no one's there. We did the WeWork play 4 times.
Oh, wow.
Like, and I don't want to say snuck in. We had a key. WeWork, don't come after me, Lord Jesus. But we had a key, you know, but like we literally just used the WeWork space and that was it. We just had a conference room in WeWork.
Okay, 2019, first event. Did you do any other events in 2019?
I think we did 4 our first year. So we did 1 a quarter.
Okay, so early 2019, you did one.
Mm-hmm.
10 people.
Yep.
Some paid, some not.
Right.
We did another one.
About 15 people.
15 people.
Some paid, some not. We did another one in Atlanta, actually. About 15 people.
Where was this one at?
Chicago.
Our first one was in Chicago.
Our second was in Chicago. I think our third one was in Atlanta. And then we did another one.
How many people were in Atlanta?
In Chicago, about 15 people.
15, okay.
And then we did another one in Chicago. And the one we did in Chicago, I think it was our fourth one in Chicago. It was like 30 people at that one.
Oh, it's lit.
And I was just like through the roof. I was like, this is it.
And most paid at this point.
Most paid. I think everyone paid at
that
point.
That's exciting. Same $300?
Yes. And it was only one day. And we did have, so I ended up figuring out that I was supposed to have an upsell at these things to like further help people. Yeah. And I did, but like, it wasn't wild. It was, I didn't even know what I was doing.
Let me ask this, okay? So we do an event, few people, we make no money. Second, no money. Third, we travel.
You make a little money, meaning, like $3,000, $2,000. That's a little money.
Well, I mean, it still costs to put it on, the time you do it, or whatever, right? Was the goal just growing these events just for the ticket sales? Or did you see some?
It wasn't strategic. It was just my outlet because I was doing law, but I liked law. I just felt like when I led with lawyer, I was placed in this box of doing someone's trademark and the internet, you know, like, it was just like, oh, you're an online lawyer. Trademarks, terms and conditions. And I was like, I was a federal trial lawyer. I used to pay a lot of money for this. You know what I mean? And they'd be like, ooh, $2,000 seems rough. Like, I'm like, what? Well, I didn't go to Northwestern for this. You know what I mean? And so I did this as a way to do something I loved. Mm-hmm. And it was an easier way to make money than law because trademarks still took a year. And I told my friend this, if I did a $2,000 trademark and you divide 2,000 by 12, I was only getting a couple hundred per month that I was servicing a client right. as a Northwestern lawyer who spent hundreds of thousands of dollars Facts. On a degree.
Listen, family, Black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these Black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the Black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Business is tough. All right. And you have to keep your brain focused on the main thing by limiting distractions. But let me show you how business works. I'll give you some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, and delivering products or services, the more margins you have and the more money you get to keep. But with higher expenses on materials and employees and distribution and borrowing money, of course, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days, y'all. From food to employees to systems, inflation is going crazy. So it behooves you. It'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance all at the same time. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
So this, it was one day, but I'm making, you know, two or 3,000. And then eventually, I don't remember which one it was that I started doing an upsell, but I had a 5K upsell. Three people bought it. And after that, I was like, this is way better over here.
Yeah. So 2020, we're doing an event, but that's C19.
Now 2020 was when we were going to have our first event, like big event. We were going to get a venue. We were going to go all out. And that was when COVID hit. And this is also, by this time, I also wasn't selling books to speak anymore.
Yeah.
By this time, if someone wanted me to speak, it was $15,000. And I was getting paid $12,000 to $15,000 to speak virtually because of the pandemic.
Right.
And I was licensing things to companies. So if a company wanted to license something, they pay $5,000 a month to license a recording that I pre-recorded. And So the pandemic was...
Are these still schools or these corporates?
Colleges and corporations. So at this point, I did colleges and corporations.
So was the process still the same of just like cold calling, trying to get But I'm asking these selfish questions because I think I'm going back into speaking. I haven't been wanting to speak like that, but people I get booked for certain things and I enjoy it. So
it's fun.
It is.
But I will say this. Like, let's say Social Proof has an event. Mm-hmm. I go to speak at Social Proof's event. It's very fun. Social Proof probably wouldn't pay me as much as like the Omaha Association of Accountants.
For sure.
Not as fun. But hit me up if y'all in that group. But like, not as fun. But they gonna run with the 2025K because they need really qualified speakers to go there. But if I speak on confidence.
Okay.
So I did a TEDx talk. So this is the new strategy. We did a TEDx talk called The Currency of Confidence. And The Currency of Confidence is something we have a registered trademark on that name. It goes through the mindset, beliefs, and actions of successful people. Mm. And so when I do the talk to college students, I sell it as mindset, belief, and actions of successful students. I do it to entrepreneurs. It's the same framework, but it's for entrepreneurs. Mm. And if we do it for corporations, it's the same framework, but it's for highly productive executives, right? And so we didn't, because I was doing all these little talks and I had to make a new talk every time. That was not time efficient, and it didn't allow me to then bring in a consultant who's cheaper than me to give the talk, so I get paid for the speech but I don't have to give the talk. So I needed a framework that I own, so I got the trademark for it, so the IP lawyer, that worked out. And for a while I hired my own firm to do all my trademarks.
Hold on, you trademarked a presentation?
I trademarked the name of my presentations. We probably have on file over 20 trademarks. We trademark all of our names. I trademarked Speak Your Way to Cash. I trademarked The Currency of Confidence. And I trademarked the Love Method of Communication. And I trademarked the PAID methodology, the MBA method. Any framework I teach in my program that has a name affixed to it, I'm going to file a trademark for it. So much so that we have part-time in-house counsel that literally works for our firm to quickly file all of our trademarks. If we get an idea, we're sending it to our in-house counsel and we're getting it trademarked. Because when I sell my stuff to colleges, to corporations, any of those entities, I'm not selling me. I'm selling the talk. That way, if they come back and say, oh, we don't have your $25,000 to speak, I could be like, all right, what's your budget? Like, oh, we got seven. Okay, cool. I already have the slides written. I already have everything done. I bring in a consultant who I pay hourly, maybe 80 to 100 an hour. Like, hey, I need you for 4 hours to prep and give a talk. I give them their hourly rate, but I pocket the rest because I own the IP.
You too good for a $7,000 speaking gig?
Y'all got me on the seven? I mean, you know, we make something happen.
So if they don't pay your full fee, you just give that person a presentation. They obviously have to be good communicators.
They have to be good. And here's the great thing about training speakers. Sometimes I can, if I don't take it and I don't do it in-house, I still will take sales calls for speaking engagements to vet it. And for my clients who are trained in our programs, I've been able to refer five-figure contracts. I've been able to refer, and not even on some like, and give me a cutback of it. I'll do it now. We may formalize like a speaking agency, but sometimes you do it because you coach people. Like, there's people who are excellent who just need that first paid engagement to believe that it's real. Mm-hmm. And then they're up. Yeah. Like, the clients who we've been able to look, that you're doing the pitching, you're doing the work. It's just a sales process.
Yeah.
Like, who I am now wasn't created this year. It was like my whole life. And my parents gave me a lot of confidence. And my husband, you know, I have a really great husband. Like, we grew up together. We got married at 22 and 23.
Oh, wow.
So all of that, if someone else doesn't have all of that, it may take them a little bit longer to get the confidence to really sell their self.
Social Proof family, listen, I saw the most incredible device. It's called the Eufy Video Lock. Imagine this: smart lock, 2K camera, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security. But it's not just security, it's also for convenience. Imagine this: you're on the couch and your kids lose their keys. They come home, ring the doorbell, expect you to get up. You don't have to do that anymore. You can look at your kids on the phone and then unlock the door without getting up from the couch. This is a game changer, y'all. Super easy to install. Just need a Phillips head screwdriver. It's so easy. No drilling required. Keyless entry. No more fumbling keys while you're coming home with bags full of groceries. You don't have to worry about friends and family coming through that you want to let in, losing their keys. Short-term renters. If you are in Airbnb space or you have some rental property, you can let the people in virtually from your phone. And get this, it has AI self-learning chip embedded for the fingerprint recognition, meaning the more you use it, the more accurate it becomes. Game changer. No battery anxiety. Lasts up to 4 months. And you'll get a low battery notification. All you do is hook it up to a power bank and use your physical key if you need to. But you don't have to worry about that. Passcode unlocking and remote control with 2K Clear Sight. Super enhanced night vision. So it's optimized even in the evening. Secure your packages. Two-way audio so you can talk to the UPS guy. This is a game changer, okay? It's no monthly fees. Unlike those other brands charge monthly fees, you don't have to worry about storage. You don't have to pay for storage. Customer service is there 24/7. I'm loving this product. I'm not going to lie to you. Ever have somebody ring your doorbell, you wonder who it is? You can see exactly who it is and unlock the door or keep the door locked if you want to. This is a game changer. Listen, search Eufy Video Lock. That's UEFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Sell their services. So if we can help them, then that's great for us. We love referring business.
That's hard. Selling the speech.
Yeah, you sell the framework. And it's proprietary. So once they buy in, they didn't buy in on a confidence speaker. They want the currency of confidence program. You can only get that from our firm. You cannot get this anywhere else. Because if you do, they're violating our IP. We didn't license it to anyone else to get it. So now you're an expert. You're pricing outside the market because you're the only one. That's why diamonds cost more, because everyone can't afford them. That's where you want to be.
This is incredible. I got some little frameworks too. That would be dope. And Joe, you can just go speak that joint, bro. And I'll give you some bread.
And yo, trademark it.
That is, I never heard of that. I don't think.
Trademark it. And that's the thing, is like most, what's the information out there about trademarks is like, you need a trademark so nobody steals your brand. But the truth of it is, this is the truth. I love my trademark lawyer colleagues, but this is the truth. Most people who are buying a trademark for that ideology can't afford to defend their brand if someone steals it anyways. Mm-hmm. So the real reason you want to use a trademark when you're just starting your business is so that you can leverage it to make money. Because if you have an only statement, like, hey, we're the only firm in the world that teaches the paid methodology. So if you want to learn our step-by-step process and you want to learn this methodology, you have to learn it here. So, and you know you can affirmatively say that, no cap, as the young folks say, because you own it. It's in the registered trademark database. Anyone else that's using it is literally stealing from you.
Wow. Selling the methodology, selling the process, selling the transformation. Because it's not necessarily that, especially if you're not like a celebrity.
Right.
They're not booking you because you're a celebrity. They're booking you because they feel like you can get them a certain outcome.
Yes, until you become a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. But as of right now, if you can get people an outcome, it doesn't matter who delivers the message, as long as they get the outcome.
Yep, and that's why you have to sell them on the outcome, and you have to use we language in your sales calls. Because what you don't want to do is be like, your whole website's like, I, me, and my dog. And then you on there like, oh, our consultants are going to, they like, what consultants?
I thought
it was you and your cat and your dog. Like, where are these consultants coming from? So you want to always use that language before you have that.
I love that. Okay. Dang. So now your primary business is this thing that started with a couple people showing up where you're just teaching people. Are you teaching them how to get gigs or how to speak?
How to land the contract. So essentially sales. How to land the contract.
Okay, gotcha.
So we're teaching them sales, how to land the contract, how to sell. And in the beginning, it was very narrow, like how to sell to colleges. Then it went how to sell to colleges and corporations. Then it went how to sell in general, because a lot of our clients are like, look, I need a business model that has coaching, that has speaking, that has consulting. I don't want to be boxed in, because in like it, depending on what the economy does, you may want to have a coaching business where you can go direct to consumer. And then you may also want to have a few corporate contracts that are bringing in a revenue stream as well. Mm. So now we just teach sales generally. And really, it's the same process. Like, we do webinars for corporations. Like, it's the same. It's a very similar sales process. But sales is literally transference of belief. So you have to be able to transfer that.
Slow down. Explain that one more time.
The definition, my definition of sales is the transference of belief.
The transference of belief.
Yeah.
Sales is a transference of belief.
Yes. And the more you believe, the more they will buy. And not fake belief. Like, oh, I'm a believer, but then all your actions are not in alignment with it. Like the currency of confidence is like it's a formula for building confidence. So your thoughts literally become your beliefs. Mm-hmm. You hold your beliefs in your heart, but they show up in your feet. So what you believe, you do. If you say you believe something and you don't do it, you're lying. If I say I love my husband, but I'm out here in these streets, I'm lying. Mm-hmm. I don't love him. You know what I mean? And so he won't believe it, right? And I ain't never in these streets, you know. I love my man. But like, literally, it's all about what you believe. And even with a book, if I didn't believe anyone would buy the book or read the book, I wouldn't have wrote it. But what happens with most people is they believe a little bit. So they write the book and then they market a little bit. You market at the level of your belief. You sell at the level of your belief. You work at the level of your belief. Like, I wake up in the morning on charge because I believe I'm here to change the world.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'm here to make money. Like, that feels dumb. Why would God, like, I think God loves us having money, but I'm not in the camp of like, if you're rich, God loves you more. And I think that is a flawed sales process that's out in the marketplace. Oh, God wants you to have money. So if you broke, God don't love that. He don't love you because you don't have I don't believe he's up there in heaven like, show me your bank account, where the receipts, you know what I mean? I do believe God is like her biggest witness is going to come from being successful because it's a draw. And as long as her heart is towards me, then I can work with that. Mm-hmm. That's what I believe. So I believe that people will listen to me more because we made millions at that event. And so it was important to me to make millions at that event so I could attract the right people at the right time to get the right transformation. I believe I could have changed their lives when I was making $100,000, but they wouldn't have heard it the same.
Yeah.
So I had to make the millions so they would pay more attention.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.